It's not safe to support Trump anymore, but you know that. In fact, it's not really safe to support any law and order at all. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the worst show on Blaze TV. I am joined by producer Chris.
I am. Hello.
Nobody's seen you before.
Yes.
But they've seen you now.
Yes.
And you're darker than they thought you would be for a white supremacist.
I am totally. As you can tell, I'm all about the white power. What is it? Yeah, there we go. White power.
He's one of those brown people that, you know, people accuse the show of all types of things. They really do. They accuse us of being everything. They accuse us of being, you know, too liberal, too conservative. But this whole time we were just a chubby Mexican.
There you go.
All right. So obviously what you guys just saw there was Ted Wheeler, who's been getting screwed because it's not even not safe to be a Trump supporter. It's not safe to be anybody that supports actual constitutional order. Have you seen what was happening at Mayor Ted Wheeler's apartment the other night?
Didn't he get like evicted?
No.
I think Antifa evicted him because he is white privileged.
Well, look, they tried to burn down his apartment building. Check this out.
By the way, where are they getting fireworks? I thought you could only sell fireworks on 4th of July and New Year's.
Not if you're gay. You can get fireworks all year round. Anything that's explosive. You can. This is Mayor Ted Wheeler's apartment complex. Do you know that his apartment complex is worth $840,000? So this is an $840,000 condo that Antifa and the DSA have completely occupied. And they tried to burn down to the point where he's leaving because he's not even safe. A Democrat mayor is not safe in his own city.
Does it come with a happy ending? Because that's not pretty to live there.
I know. It's actually pretty. It really is scary. Imagine for all the people that are living there. I mean, that's absolutely insane. And we're going to be talking about that and a lot more coming up on today's show about the increased violence and lawlessness that's happening. I know that was a bit of a of a rough start. That's Chris. That's his fault. If he was in charge of the show, it would be a lot worse. It would be fully offensive. It really would. You really would. Anyway, speaking of something amazing, do you want to be a good person? Do you ever figure that perhaps you might want to try to lose weight? Perhaps you want to become have a stronger marriage? Those things are all complicated and take too much time. But you know what doesn't take a lot of time? Becoming a member of the Black Rifle Coffee Club, which actually makes you a better person. So if you go to blackrivalcoffee.com/offensive, you become a better person today by not only buying the coffee, but by supporting a company that supports you, free speech, and veterans. It's a veteran-owned, veteran-operated business. They have whole beans, ground roast for all you lazy people who'd like to buy your beans pre-ground. They also have coffee rounds, single serve for your Keurig. And my favorite, their canned coffee, which comes in espresso and cream. But hey, do you want to be a good person?
I'm already a good person. I'm already a veteran.
Do you drink Black Rifle
Coffee?
I do
drink Black Rifle Coffee. I have the big one. Have you seen the big bag? Oh, well, I guess you're not.
That's a good person. They have a bigger bag?
I don't know if it's because I'm a special veteran, but they have this big bag.
What is it? Ground roast?
Yes.
Okay, so you're lazy. But it's delicious, right? And I can tell you this. I mean, this is just according to you. This is the disclaimer. This is not backed by science, the company, or even the network. But did it not make you have a better marriage? And it helps you.
Absolutely.
It helps you in bed, too.
And it does. And I should be 50 pounds fatter.
And it made you skinnier.
It made me skinnier.
And the company does not back up those claims. I will say this. The company does not back up those claims. But if you go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive, you get the best coffee America has to offer. It's a freedom roast. According to me, it makes you a better person. And by the way, support them, support veterans, support us by supporting them. Check out the coffee club today to get free shipping and find out how you can get 20% off your first order at blackriflecoffee.com/offensive.
So, and you don't have to wear a mask.
And you don't have to wear a mask and choke. It's also called a facial condom.
There you go.
Well, guys, we got a lot to talk about today. So let's jump into our first article. Things are changing in the country. We got a Trump supporter who was kicked in the head by Black Lives Matter militant. Well, flat on his back, he just got his ASS beat. Let's just start by that title. Does that shock? Is this surprise you, Black Lives Matter, is beating up white people?
No. And the thing about it, too, is the wearing of a hat. I always wear a hat. And now is because defiance. Come and try to beat me up. That's all it is. Because now I'm getting frustrated with the whole situation where you wear something that you don't like, you're going to beat me up. Really? how about you just ask what I've done? Right. Veteran, PTSD, I've fought for this country, I've lost friends for this country. I feel that I can wear a red hat just because I can. Like, no one should be afraid to wear a hat or to support a president.
But unfortunately for us, I think it's come down to the point where Black Lives Matter, which we know stands for burn, loot, murder, it says, we know that you cannot win an argument or a battle against them, because if you try to win a battle of words and an argument of words, you automatically are called a racist for fighting an organization that says that Black Lives Matter. If you try to wave a flag and stand up in person without altercation, they say that you're instigating violence, because those are the American flag, the MAGA hat, are signs of patriarchy, of colonization, of imperialism, of racism, xenophobia, etc. So you're agitating and you're asking for it. And then if you actually defend yourself,
that's where you get shot.
Yeah, then you get killed. Like Jay did, and I don't make fun of it.
No, but like, that's where we are right now, where you will get shot if you have some kind of form of respect for law and order. I think that's what it is.
It's not just police.
No, it's not. It's no longer an attack towards the police. It's an attack towards law and order. And one thing that a lot of people are not liking is the law and order. That is what's stopping them to go full anarchist. Law and order. There's a fine line between a conservative and a libertarian. A full libertarian is an anarchist. A conservative understands law and order. So when you have someone like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they're full anarchists. And when you don't have law and order, you get Portland, Seattle, New York, Baltimore, every blue state driven, that's what you get.
Yeah, and I think that's where we're going to see later on with the articles about Trump pulling funding for those places. It makes a lot of sense, because this guy here, it says, characterize things as mostly peaceful. This whatever news station this is, typical. They always say it's mostly peaceful on Tuesday, as President Donald Trump visited riots ravaged Kenosha or Kenosha? Kenosha?
To be honest, I thought this was in the middle of Africa.
Yeah, I didn't know where it was either.
I did not know that Wisconsin had a
quinoa. This is a healthy city, guys. In Quinoa, Wisconsin, one incident caught on camera proved anything but. What are the details? Guys, this is Blaze, theblaze.com. You got to check them out. Always have the best articles on the culture wars. As Trump supporters and protesters gathered near the courthouse to express their views, the station said most banter between the groups was disrespectful and heated. Trump supporters were angry about rioting and looting in the wake of the police-involved shooting of a Black man, Jacob Blake, who, by the way, is an alleged rapist. And the person who accused him of this, they got suspended. But Jacob Blake is another person who was armed, had a criminal history, and had disgusting track record of behavior that is idolized as a hero and a saint. It's really disgusting. That's a side note.
But. Well, not just that. This is a guy that has $2 million already sitting on a GoFundMe page.
He raised $2 million?
$2 million. How disgusting. Think about this. If you want to know more about who Jacob Blake is, go and watch, you know, I'm going to shame plug, Stu Does America. He went down the entire criminal history and why he was called, why the police officers were called to the scene. Here's a guy that allegedly raped a woman. Police came, took her statement. She was crying. How difficult is it for the same people with the same breath that says BLM are saying, me too, believe all women, that woman is going through right now. We have players putting the name of Jacob Blake in their helmets, and he has $2 million. What about that victim?
It's disgusting. It really disgusts me, honestly, how we have this weird demonization of everyone who loves this country, everybody who supports the anthem, everybody who supports the president and the American flag, etc. And then anybody who's basically evil and vile. And if you look at even the victims who were killed in Kenosha or Quinoa, we'll call it Quinoa. Not that they deserve to die, I've mentioned, because of their criminal track record, but for taking a random sample of people out of a group, for all three of them to have violent felonies and disgusting mm-hmm. acts of sexual promiscuity and battery, et cetera, in their track record, shows you a little bit about how these people really are. And that's why when we get into this, we continue this article, it says, as tensions boiled over, a video caught the moment when a Trump supporter who was flat on his back amid a physical altercation was kicked in the head by a Black Lives Matter militant. And, whoa, that was really fast. Oh. I think this is why we get censored on YouTube, because we show stuff like that.
That is a kick. You could hear the
thump.
Want
to watch it again? Oof.
That's a thump.
Do you know, aren't they called Foley artists in Hollywood, the people who make the sound effects? That sounds like a Foley artist came in here and added
that. Wouldn't you call that an assault?
Yeah. That's a battery attempted murder.
A little assault, especially, do we have steel toe? What's inside those
boots?
That's
probably steel toed. I mean, you can't make that noise. That's skull on metal. That's not just
literally
rubber.
Metal hidden skull.
Well, he's not the only one. He's not the only one here. Let me go to this next article. We have a video to play on this too. But you know, the reason why these people keep attacking people is because they're getting let go, which is why it's not safe. Usually it used to be like there would be a protected class of people, right? They would get targeted and then they would get captured and then you're safe. It's like your accuser. I mean, the person that's trying to attack you gets put in jail. That's why we have jails, to literally protect people from these individuals. But what happens is because of DAs, like the district attorneys, like Mike Schmidt of Portland, who are, and like St. Louis and stuff, they're basically telling people, also including, we don't have an article, but one of the DAs in Northern California is even looking at the needs of looters and violent people before they prosecute them. So like if they're poor and maybe don't have a lot of things and they might let them off for looting, if they have a despondent father or a lack of a family structure, they might let them off for assault against an officer. So they're looking at their background before charging them, rather than having an equal playing field. They're making basically exceptions for these people. But
isn't,
you know,
that the same thing they're fighting against?
Yeah, but California is removing its civil rights clause.
Yes.
They're fighting to remove that what we fought for, what generations of people fought for, which is that all people would be treated equally, that there would be no discrimination or preferential treatment or negative treatment for anyone based on skin color, sexual orientation, et cetera, which is everything we fought for as a country. They're removing that because they want to give preferential treatment to the homosexuals and to the Black people, which is weird. And homosexual Black people, of all things.
It is so weird that the same thing that they're calling people, like white people, racist, they're doing to the white people. And newsflash, I'm not a white person, and I feel this the way that it's still racist. Like, people say, oh, you can't be racist towards white people. That is racist.
Right.
I am so sorry. As a brown person, I qualify that as racist.
Well, you spoke, as you heard it here, a brown person spoke. So it's put in the books. But it's like, look, there's this guy, right? This is what keeps happening. Portland man accused of two murders. Not one. I've never even been accused of a murder, which is crazy. The only person I've murdered is my wife on Mario Kart Switch.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, really, yeah. Truly brutal assault. Yeah. But he was accused of two murders, was jailed days prior for interfering with police at protest, but the charge was dropped the next day and he was let go. So he looks like a nice guy here.
By the way, why is it that all these people look like they are possessed?
Satanic.
They're
of the devil. They're cat owners.
I'm so sorry if you look like this guy, but this guy looked like he was in a basement worshiping Satan and came out.
Can we zoom in a little more on this? I don't think we can. Oh, we can't. Yeah,
you don't
interesting...
want to zoom in on those eyes.
Yeah, wow.
These are demon eyes.
Look at that. I don't like that. Okay, let's read some text and get away from this ugly person. So a Portland man accused of a double murder was arrested just days before for interfering with police during a protest, but the charge related to the protest was dismissed the next day and he was released from jail. Cassie Leighton, 22, and Najaf Nate Hobbs, 39, were stabbed to death June 16th, and police arrested Philip Lawrence Nelson 2 days later. The station said, well, Najaf, by the way, that doesn't sound like a white person's name.
I was going to say that, but I was not going to judge.
It doesn't sound, I've not met a lot of white Najafs.
Because the last Hobbs that I know is from Shaw and Hobbs. Isn't that a Fast and the Furious movie?
I have a good taste in movies, so I don't watch those.
Okay.
That is Najaf. Yeah, he's probably Armenian or something.
Yeah.
He looks Armenian. He does. So he was released, and that's, he was released earlier. So what you're finding is that a lot of these people that are being jailed or are being arrested in these riots are violent, bad people. And so it makes sense that the people leading the march against law enforcement and against order and against America are people who hate this country, who are killing the people of this country, who are robbing the businesses of this country, and somehow they're still glorified as being peaceful protesters by the far left, which have hijacked the Democrat Party. There are a lot of really decent Democrats and neoliberals and liberals out there that I know people don't like to admit that they are, and you meet them, they're just unaware that their party's been hijacked because they're still watching CNN, MSNBC, and the way that things are portrayed, you would think the Democrats are just a real moderate party fighting fascism, when behind the scenes, when you see the real leaked footage, the actual audio, when you see the real policy plans, the speeches that nobody airs or watches, you find out that the Democrats have become so radicalized in favor of backing criminals and their hatred of Donald Trump so much that they will literally release and let people go who are a danger to the whole community and the country as a whole, which led to the murders of these people simply because they don't want to give Trump ammunition of making it seem like these protesters are actually violent criminals when they are.
The one thing I don't understand is how can you be a Democrat with the history of the Democratic Party? I really don't understand.
They had like that. A few good years in the 90s, people say. It was like maybe like 1994.
What you're
a couple
saying
good years
are the years of the Clinton, Bill Clinton, not the Hillary Clinton. That was the only years, and Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Those are the only years that I can be like, okay, I get it. You have a beautiful man, soft face, then Dallas killed him. And then you have another beautiful man that plays the jazz saxophone and does something at the White House. But I feel like those are the only two Democrats that I could be like, okay, everybody else, dude. I just don't understand why the attack. Well, I do understand it. It's no longer an attack on my freedom. It's an attack of law and order. Because think about it, Elisha. If you remove law and order, mm-hmm. what else is there to stop these criminals? What is there?
It's vigilantes. It's the citizens. That's it.
It becomes
Civil
Gotham.
War. Yeah.
The best analogy I could think of is Batman with Kane or Bane. What did he do? He removed law and order and created a kangaroo court. And all he did was in the background just like, okay, yeah, you can do that now. Yes. And all he did was create chaos. That's where we're heading at. Watch that movie and tell me that's not where we're at.
No, I think we are. And I think Kaylee McEnany, that's how you say her name, right? McEnany?
Yes.
She had something to say about this, about the violence and the lack of order. We're going to talk about this against police.
Look at what has happened when cities have requested the help of the federal government. In Kenosha, within 24 hours, we brought peace to the streets. In Minneapolis, within 24 hours, federal law enforcement brought peace to the streets. Contrast that with Portland and New York City, who don't accept federal help, who demonize our law enforcement, calling them troops. Since when are federal law enforcement called troops? They demonize them, and in turn they harm business owners, and there's even a human cost in loss of life. And it is deeply irresponsible what Mayor Lightfoot has done, and the Portland mayor Wheeler, by not accepting federal help when they lack the ability to control their streets.
Well, first of all, I'm just gonna say this. I provided that clip because I know a lot of our viewers are male. I'm a married man, you're a married man, so we can't say anything. But for the single guys, She's not bad on the eyes. She's a very nice press secretary. Very nice looking press secretary.
If you're single and you say, I don't know who to date and what should I compare to?
Her. There you go. That's who you should date. And if you're wondering, if you should date her, she's married too. And she's not Mormon. And that's not even a jab on, because not all Mormons believe that. But a lot of them, some of them do. No, I'm just kidding. I have Mormon friends. They're pretty cool. Besides the fact that they don't buy Black Rifle coffee.
And
so they're not good people. So Mormons aren't good people because they don't buy Black Rifle coffee. It's the only way to be good.
To populate the nation.
That's a good thing, though. I do like the fact that they like to have big families. I do like that.
My friend, 12 kids.
Mormons have 12 kids?
No. My friend is a Mormon, 12 kids.
A lot of my family is Mormon. I'm not Mormon, though. People think I'm Mormon. You know, people think I'm Mormon just because I work with Glenn Beck. Oh. And so they go, oh, you must be a Mormon. I'm not. Anyway, if you guys want to know something incredible, you guys really need to to check this out. There's this service called a VPN. If you don't have one and you haven't heard of one, now is the time to get on board because cybersecurity is more important than ever. You need to make sure that you protect your phones, your computers, your family, because there are predatory companies that are trying to steal your information, as well as different agencies that want to track you. And it's important that you are able to hide your identity online, keep your information safe. And also the most important part, sometimes access shows on Netflix and other providers that are not accessible in your home country, all by using this technology called VPN. The best one of them all is ExpressVPN, which you can find, uses this thing called Trusted Server, which is incredible, which essentially jumps your signal all around the world to protected service, a service and technology that they invented. And it hides your identity. It gives you full autonomy, the best security possible. So we already talked about how to become a good person. How do you become a safe person? Tell them, how do you become a safe person, Chris?
ExpressVPN. I actually was using it. I asked you, hey, can I use ExpressVPN? You're like, no, get your own. So you actually made me buy ExpressVPN.
I made you a better person.
Which I'm not liking this. I like the person that I was before.
You weren't a good person until you buy the products of this show, which is true.
I like that.
Yeah, so if you go to expressvpn.com/offensive in links in the description, find out how to get 3 years free of a year subscription, because it's not like, it's like sort of like, you know, if you choose not to use protection one night, you could end up a parent. So why choose not to use protection on your computers and cell phones as well for one day? Get a year subscription and get 3 months free. It's the best deal possible. Support them, support us by supporting them. Go to expressvpn.com/offensive today, and one day you can become as cool as this guy.
Look at this. You want to be this.
Do you want to be that? You wore another person's merch on our show. That's disrespectful. It's disgusting. You're a disgusting human being.
Cross-promoting. Where's my hat?
You don't get anything. You get what you add to the show. And you've gotten nothing.
I got nothing. Steve Days.
Anyway, let's jump into this. So let's talk about, you know, it's not just the violence, like you said, against people. It's against also law enforcement too. I don't know if you saw this this story. Let me get here to the articles.
Look at what has happened.
That's the wrong thing. Okay. See, that's what happens when you live edit your own show. People like the mistakes though. They
do. I've seen that. I've seen every time we go live. Mm-hmm. They love those mistakes.
I don't drink enough Black Rifle coffee.
No. Well, you don't.
So I'm not good enough.
You shouldn't drink that many.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was like, last week where you doubled up and you came on both sides of the screen. That was great. That was great.
I have a lot of errors in my life, including my personal life.
But hey, that's why you are the best show or the worst show.
The worst best show in America. So let's check this out from the Daily Caller. I've been a bigger fan of the Daily Caller. They're not as good as the Blaze, but they're trying. Anyway, a barista was fired for a video instructing how to make Blue Lives Matter drink, including bleach, at Starbucks. Let's get into this. An Indianapolis Target employee working at a Starbucks location inside the department store was fired after posting a video about how to make a Blue Lives Matter drink with bleach, numerous sources reported. The video, which was posted on TikTok, shows the employee holding a clear Starbucks cup that has Blue Lives Matter. So first of all, there's Katie Davis Court. Love her. Absolutely incredible person. She's one of my main contacts in Seattle. I like her a lot. She's really cool. But first, we're going to start with bleach, the Target employee says in the video. Going to add ice because, you know, cops love ice. I'm a cold foam pitcher. In a cold foam pitcher, we're going to add more bleach, a little blood of innocent Black men. So without getting further into this, why are kids putting like illegal things on TikTok? What's up with that?
Because they don't know how to get away with murder. Have they not seen the TV show?
Yeah.
How to Get Away with Murder? That's one thing that we live in this world where everything has to be posted. Think about it. The guy that tried to rape that girl.
The little kid, the little 11-year-old.
Yes, and the one in New York.
In the subway.
In the subway.
Wow.
What were they doing?
They were just, their faces were clear and they were being posted online. Like they were posting sexual battery online.
Recorded. We have become in a world that this is the only way that you can connect. It's the only way. It's the only way. To spread, I don't know what you're saying, because you see a young lady getting raped in the middle of the subway in New York City. What is your first instinct?
My first instinct would be run over and punch that mother effer in the face.
Exactly. So why do we need to, there's no.
Well, I'll tell you this. People ask how I don't punch people or get involved in things on the field. And I go, well, that's different because I'm a journalist and I'm there working specifically to capture things, which is very important. I'm there to document. But when you're on the field and you're just like seeing someone, like if I saw someone like getting, you know, I've got involved in multiple situations with even a girl out here crying, hey, what's wrong? What's going on? You know, when you realize you're not in a situation where people intentionally put themselves in harm's way. Like if I'm just like, if I was at a protest and they just like jumped some guy, I would get involved. And I have gotten involved when they've started attacking like random storefront, like, dude, what are you doing? Stop, stop, stop. But also too, you could die in certain cases. When there's like 10 people though, there's like 10 people watching one guy try to push sexual battery against a little girl, that guy deserves to die.
Well, not just that, you know, perfect example is Richie. You were with Richie in the Kenosha shooting.
Quinoa.
Richie took very hero steps to defend and protect this guy that just got shot.
Yeah, and I ran.
And you ran. But do we blame you to run? No, we don't blame you to run. We don't know who the shooter was. At that point, we did not know who the shooter was.
There was multiple shots too. People don't realize it was coming from multiple directions. So at that point, you just drop and run, behind a wall.
So there's occasions where you do run. There's occasions where you do record. But we have become a society that we just record for the views. We're just doing it for the views. I want to be the first one to get that view so I can sell it. Dude, we're heading the wrong road.
Yeah, and that's what I think that I'm not the only person who sees that. That's why there's this interesting thing where it's not that it's new for cops to have people be against law and order. That's why they exist, right? That's why the cops are there. But like places like Portland are becoming no-go zones. People don't realize about the no-go zones. Portland area law enforcement declines to send officers and deputies to help with protests. Portland, Oregon, over the weekend, Oregon Governor Kate Brown said she would ask nearby counties to send officers and deputies to Portland to help with protests. All three agencies have since declined to send personnel, and other agencies have told KATU they would do the same. Brown's request came as a part of her unified law enforcement plan to protect free speech, bring violence to an end in Portland. In a statement, she said the request was to support the Portland Police Bureau and personnel and resources to keep the peace and protect free speech. First of all, she's related to Jerry Brown, a previous governor of California. They're all related. I think she might be his niece or his sister. I'm not sure. But I will say this. The fact that there's relations between California government and Oregon government, does that shock you?
No.
It doesn't shock me at all.
One thing to think about it. Let's get on the perspective of the police officer.
All right.
They hate you. They're throwing water bottles,
Molotov cocktails. Don't forget those actual fire bombs.
Cement shakes. They're throwing fireworks at you. Do you really want to go home? Do you even want to go there, or do you want to stay somewhere?
That's what he signed up for. It's like that's when you're supposed to call the National Guard. You go. That's the feds, man. I'm local law enforcement. Like 100 days of sustained protest and violence and civil unrest, and might I just say, rioting is. I didn't sign up for that. I'm here to enforce laws, not to fight a war. I'm not here to fight a war.
Like last night, there was, I think you tweeted out of your show account, the black police officer that is being reamed, yelled by another black person, oh, how disgusting you are, you traitor. Dude, why would you treat the people that are there to protect you? And you think they're not there to protect you, but Elisha, when the shooting happened in Quinoa.
In Quinoa, yeah.
What was the first thing you could hear in the background people were saying?
Call the police! Yeah, call the police! Somebody call the police, call a medic! I had this theory, actually, which was you go, okay, defund the police, divest from public programs, then community policing, Kyle community polices, somebody commits a crime, he then acts upon that authority, and then he shoots somebody, the whole point is they're against the police, but actually the police are held to much more accountability than citizens. It's like, police are not just going to shoot you for robbing a place. A citizen will. And we've learned that it's much worse to have citizen policing. In fact, like for the criminals, it's a much, much more dire situation. Okay. Citizens don't tase you. They don't tase you.
A police officer has to follow the use of force. There's a use of force model where if a civilian is meeting you here, the police meets you here before we go here. If you go straight to a Kyle, that person's not gonna go, okay, you are punching me, I'm gonna use my taser. No, you're punching me, I'm shooting you.
I feel that. And that's what they don't realize. And that's when you go finish this article, it says, you know, while we stand ready to assist our partners in certain emergency situations, as is our standard practice, we have no plans at all at this time to assist with protests or crowd management in Portland, said Gresham Police Chief Robin Sells. I don't blame him. I don't know if you do, but I'm like, dude, Portland, if you want to run your state, county, and city like this, I know why they're not getting involved. It's because DA Mike Schmidt, right? What a loser name, Mike Schmidt. And there's probably a Mike Schmidt watching the show. I'm sorry. You're not a loser. Mike Schmidt, DA of Portland, is. He's releasing these people left and right. Unless there's a real true felony violence, they are automatically released, even if the police arrest them. And the police put themselves in harm's way. They do. They find knives and spike strips and guns. And it's like, I'm not going to go put myself in harm's way to go arrest someone, even if it's my job, if I know they're not going to get prosecuted. Like, what's the point of unnecessarily risking my police life, or if I'm a chief, my squadron's life, I don't know if that's what called squadron, but department, my department's life, why would I risk their lives, they're married, etc., so that they could just get catched and released? They get stabbed, hit with fireworks, burned, so that people walk free and then murder the citizens of Portland 2 days later.
Not with that too, but think about it. Let's say those police officers do go help Portland and another shooting happens and that police officer shoots, you know, a person that is about to commit a crime. Are they going to come in defense of these police officers?
No.
No, they're not. So good for the police. She said, sorry. Maybe, no one home. Call me later, you know.
And that's why, look, we got this, is that Trump is pulling federal funds from New York City and other cities that permit anarchy, which is good. I'd say good on Trump. This is a good move here. It says President Donald Trump has ordered federal agencies to find ways to defund cities that have permitted anarchy amid the ongoing riots in the U.S., according to an exclusive report from the New York Post. My administration will not allow federal tax dollars to fund cities that allow themselves to deteriorate into lawless zones, the president wrote in a memo to agencies, according to the Post, to ensure that federal funds are neither unduly wasted nor spent in a manner that directly violates our government's promise to protect life, liberty, and property. It is imperative that the federal government review the use of federal funds by jurisdictions that permit anarchy, violence, and destruction in American cities. New York City, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and Portland are targeted in the report, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is invoked twice. De Blasio has repeatedly asked the federal government to bail out his city, citing revenue losses due to COVID-19 lockdowns after he pulled roughly $1 billion from the NYPD budget as the request of protesters amid soaring crime rates, which I'm adding is upwards of 380% increase in violent crime. I mean, did he make the right decision? I mean, is it time that the federal government just cuts the cord here, cuts the money tree?
Well, not just that, is when did we let the criminals dictate what we do?
2015.
Okay.
2015 is when we started that.
Okay.
I mean, I know you meant that rhetorically, but I'm actually being honest. No. 2015 was like, okay, when you started hearing Pelosi, people call, be like, I'm surprised people aren't in the streets, mobbing, etc. And then we saw the emergence of these groups like Antifa, and people start to commit crime. And then it was at the inauguration, the J20 protest in DC, that was specifically, then we'll say it's actually technically 2017, right during the inauguration itself, was when we found the establishment, when the organizers said, it's time that we have sustained unrest and protest in the streets. And that's worked out, and we've had that. It hasn't worked out for the people of Portland or any major city in the country, but it's worked out for the people. I mean, whoever is organizing these riots and protests, if I'm going to run something in the future, I'm hiring them, because they've created an entire mass movement across the country, back channeling money from billionaires' pockets and almost divided a nation to civil war. Not a good end result, but great effort.
Absolutely. And think about it. Go through all these social media accounts. They're all verified.
What is up with that? I noticed that.
Did you notice
that?
Yes. I noticed that over the weekend. I was like, why are they all verified? So can we say this? That social media is rubber stamping and approving of what they're doing? Because especially the BLM California and the BLM DC, when the last two shootings that happened, that we're not going to comment because we don't know information about them. Mm-hmm. But didn't they start to rally up people and start saying, hey, let's meet at this address and let's start again. Mm-hmm. We need everybody to come here. So why are we having Twitter verify those accounts that are inciting peaceful violence.
Well, you know what? I think that they're verifying because they're behind it, and Trump knows that, which is why Trump answered a little bit on this, and he said this about questions about the violence. Might I remind you, though, he was mocked for saying this has been going on for 50 years, but it's true. It has, with some of Seattle, Eugene, Antifa, and some of the groups that have were not the same Antifa today. Really, the Antifa today started emerging around 2011 with the Occupy protests. But the idea of Antifa and the group, besides going back to World War II, modern American Antifa at least is traced into the 70s and 80s punk rock scene in that area. Check this out.
Yes,
Mr. President, can you speak at all? You've spoken a lot about the anarchy that you're referring to. What about racial divisions? Would you like to bridge some of those gaps?
And
do you think that
I would,
anything
I would.
That you're saying is helping with that?
I think it's helping because I'm about law and order. And if you look at the black community, they want the police to help them stop crime. The Hispanic community, they want police. 82%, 84%, numbers that you haven't even seen. They don't want crime. They don't want to be mugged. They don't want to have any problems. And it's just a shame. And as far as the previous administration, take a look at Baltimore, what happened. Was it Freddie Gray? Take a look at Baltimore. Take a look at St. Louis. Take a look at Ferguson. Take a look at what happened. What they had was put what we're doing, it put them to shame, put it to shame. Take a look at those places. And you always had Portland. Portland's been like this. I read an article today for 50 years this has been going on. I'd like to stop it, and we could stop it quickly. All they have to do is say, okay, President, now we're ready. Now we're ready. When I watched that scene last night with all of those really horrible people outside of the mayor's house, I also saw the way they shot the young gentleman in the street. He was targeted. They targeted him. They shot him in the street, and then they were so happy and he died. You don't mention that. You mentioned somebody sprayed paint at somebody from the other side. They shot a man in the street. They executed a man in the street. A religious man in the street. And you don't mention, it's not even a story.
I mean, he's just not wrong. I mean,
I was going to say the exact same thing. He is not wrong at all.
The violence is increasing. He knows. I went to somehow the firework video again. I just did that again.
You just want to.
You know why? There's a lot of fireworks. There's a lot of fireworks between us right now. Maybe this is a chemistry. It's explosive.
Well, no.
There's
a tension
in the room.
Think about this. Talk about memory. And he said Freddie Gray. Do you remember that name?
I mean, I have it on one of my Black Lives Matter t-shirts I bought at a protest.
Okay. I didn't remember the name.
Freddie Gray, I think, was the one who was thrown in the back of the car, right? Yeah. I think so. I think that was Freddie Gray.
I think so. I know the name, but I don't know what was the situation. I went to Freddie Gray.
Ferguson, right?
I think it was Ferguson. Yeah. Talk about, that is some good memory there. And you talk about this president doesn't care. That is a well-informed president that just literally spit out Freddie Gray and go ask, dude, what happened to Freddie Gray, to all these people that are doing this BLM and marches around the country. Do they still remember Freddie Gray?
No.
I don't think so.
No, they don't. And that's what I was going to say, is that law and order is absolutely increasing in nowhere. Actually, it's only increasing in the hearts and the minds of the American people as we're wanting to see it take place on our streets. But accordingly, it's happening here in, what is this place called? Fort Worth. We have a good sheriff, and there's a lot of law and order, but it's not happening in other cities, which is why I just want to remind you guys more than ever. What was that? I don't know. What happened to where is my Blaze TV sub camera? I'm really bad at live editing today. I need to get better at this. I'm on a VPN now. There you go. That's the right one. You just think I'm so bad at this, huh? You're supposed to be doing this, but I don't. We're not in the studio yet because of COVID. But we'll be back in the studio. Now I have to deal with this guy for a while. But my Blaze TV sub camera, I got confused there for my button. It's more important than ever to support independent media and to continue to allow these reports, the truth, to go out. We get demonetized. We get completely taken down and destroyed. So if you guys go to blazetv.com/slightly offensive using my code Elijah in the description, you get $10 off. It's absolutely a great deal. It's important that you sign up, that you support this show, especially if you make it this far in the podcast. It means you love it. And it means that not because you love me, not because you love looking at this guy, which is close, but it's because you love the truth. And so please go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play Store, links in the description. Leave us a 5-star review. It helps us out a lot. The more that we get, the more established our show becomes. It allows us to get more advertisers and just keep this show going and pumping and moving forward. Thank you guys so much again for watching. Thank you to Chris for ruining the show today.
You're welcome. More to come.
Have a great rest of the week with tons of airs, as always. And may God bless the United States of America. For real now, I'm signing out.